The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Can you give your evaluation of where the quarterback situation stands right now and how important will the performance be in, the spring game be in determining the winner of that battle?
All three are close. There's at times you wish that you'd have one guy separate, but then it's certainly not because of poor performance. It's because of all three want the job. So some decisions are going to have to be made, but right now I can't name a one. I can't even name a three. Today was probably their best practice, all three of them combined. And, this is three good ones.
How tough is it going to be to kind of go out of the springs? It sounds like it's going to be difficult to have a front runner after Saturday. Is that true?
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, and a lot of the things I won't share with everyone else, what's going on in-house, but... I've been in worse situations where you don't have one. And so we just got to do right by the team and do right by the players.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Urban. I was wondering how much you guys have embraced the, obviously, the early signing period we've talked about, but the early official visits. You're going to have some, I think, on campus this weekend, and how much that has kind of changed the dynamic as far as you're concerned with in recruiting?
Yeah, we've kind of put the brakes on a little bit. We don't want to have a people visit that aren't going to decide until next December or even next January. That's too long to hold someone. So we're being very selective. It's going to be interesting, though. This is all new for everybody, and we're going to knock out spring practice. We have two coming in, or we have a couple coming in this weekend, and then we have more lined up. We'll have more time to really concentrate on that after the spring game, but it's going to be interesting, and I think timing is going to be of essence. That means that, if you're going to make an early decision, we'll consider an early visit.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing, we keep asking about the quarterback because obviously everybody wants to know, but what is another position out there that you think people should have their eye on Saturday, or at least the players involved that you think is intriguing, as developed as an intriguing battle this spring?
Yeah, the field safety, Jordan Fuller is pretty secured on one. He played well last year, and he's been one of our best players in the spring. The other safety spot, between Isaiah, Jocelyn Wendt, Brendan White, those are just three names involved in that one. You also have Josh Proctor coming in and Malik Hooker's brother, Marcus Hooker. So,
yeah,
one, and then the center position, along with, I think Malcolm Pridgen's starting to earn a little playing time here. So the offensive line, we still don't know how that's going to shake out. Brady Taylor's had a very good spring. And then the tight end position as well. Luke Farrell's kind of advanced in front of the other guys, but we're still trying to finalize that.
Thank you, man.
Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
Urban, back to the visiting or the official visits in the spring. Obviously, you guys use regular games during the regular season as major recruiting tools, and you have used the spring game for visitors in the past, but I was wondering, for those who do take official visits, given the fact this isn't a real game that you guys have to win in your regular season, does it open up more freedom for you guys to be interactive with the players that are there to give them a better look at in-game atmospheres? Does it free you up to do anything different with those players who are going to be in an Ohio Stadium sideline now that you wouldn't have during the regular season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's much different. For example, on official visits during the fall, the worst part is the Sunday. As you're getting ready for the next game, obviously we don't have that issue. So there'll be much more time spent with our players, our official visits or visitors.
Is there anything during the game day atmosphere that you could do to be interactive or different, or do you feel like you're just going to, you guys are going to approach it like it is any other spring game or any other regular game.
Yeah, I don't believe you can have them on the field, so it's going to be just like a game day where, you know, they're in the stands watching them. We'll have time afterwards.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, I'm up here in Stark County at WHBC Radio, and Thayer Munford from Maslin is a player that is a sophomore for you, and I've been hearing good things about him. Can you just give everybody up here in Stark County an idea of how Thayer is doing, and does he have a chance to start for you this year?
Yeah, it's not good things, it's great things. It's, you know, I'm a fan of Thayer. Thayer came from some tough situations, and his mom did a great job, and then he hooked up with this great coach and his wife, Nate and his wife, Rebecca, and they really took care of him. They really took a guy that was trying to find his way academically and just football-wise, and he has earned a starting spot. So he's had a great spring. He's a great kid, and there's some negatives in college sports, but there's a lot of positives, and this is one of those positives. This gave this guy an opportunity, and a couple coaches and a coach's wife really got behind him in high school. And it's one of the great stories. I mean, we got to keep pushing. You got a long way to go. But yeah, make sure you people in Stark County, it's not a good story. It's a great story right now.
And as far as the quarterbacks go, you said you're not sure yet. Are you confident enough in each and every one of them, if you had to start them, that they would perform to your liking?
Not yet. I think in due time, yes. Obviously, it's still, you know, we don't play for another few months, and they have to go through this summer training and all that and then training camp. But with the proper development, yes.
Thanks, Urban.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Austin Ward, Land of Ten.
Urban, it looked like Tommy Togiai got his black stripe off already as an early enrollee. That seems pretty rare. You know, I don't think you've had many of that. What did he do to earn that right so quickly?
Just did everything right. You know, and he's we've had a couple guys, and it's hard. Ryan Stamper, my development player development guy, watches it very closely, and it's something we don't take lightly. And he's got a wonderful family all the way from Idaho to come this far away and to be his first black stripe guy. That's a heck of an honor. And he just did everything right. Practices real hard, takes care of his academics, and he's a great, great guy to have on your team.
Has that defensive tackle position as a whole, I don't know, surprised you or had more depth than maybe some people expected?
I think we will. We don't have it yet. You know, we got Tron Vincent coming in. Antoine Jackson's been very limited. He had surgery on his foot about a month ago. He has not been where we want him. And we have had some guys missing practice in there. Draymond Jones has been elite. I mean, even better than it was last year. B.B. Landers has done some very good things. Devon Hamilton has really grown up. So we are getting a little bit of depth, but I think it will be a strength once we have everybody full speed by fall.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.